joined by Clive Tildesley to talk about where Liverpool find themselves in this moment, what is in front of them, and how next season looks for the Reds, but also for our rivals, and actually who our rivals are going into next season, which I think in and of itself is still a matter for some debate. Let's deal with where Liverpool have found themselves, Clive. I think the one thing that is inarguable is they got the appointment right. And then from there, we now find ourselves in a situation where he showed a lot of patience, he showed a lot of confidence, he showed a lot of faith in the existing squad, and then simultaneously Liverpool have got to where they've got to, but a lot of Liverpool supporters would say, me included, there needs to be, allowing for contract-based chat, a fair few additions in the summer. It's odd that you've managed to get all of these things at once whilst being 12 points clear with 9 games to go.
It's a fascinating season. And I think there are two big questions to start with. And the answer to both of them, boiler alert, is it really doesn't matter. First question, what did you all honestly expect from this season at the start of the season? I think we all know the answer to that. But presumably it was top four. Doesn't matter anymore. You're not top four. You're 12 points clear. You've scored 16 goals more than anybody else in the league. You've got a goal difference that's 13 better than anybody in the league. You are the dominant force in the Premier League. Nobody saw it, but the surprise has gone now. And you've got to deal with where you are and where you're going to be at the start of next season. The other question is, are Liverpool sitting on top of a bad Premier League? It doesn't matter. You're sitting on top of the Premier League. You are going to be champions. I hope that you continue in the vein that you've set for the season and win it well. I think it would be a shame now if for some reason the energy levels dropped and the competence levels dropped with them and you had to scrap and battle your way to the finishing line. It would be nice to think that Liverpool can still find the levels and the standards that they've set for most of the season. And weirdly, I think the PSG game offered some encouragement because I think the second half performance against Paris Saint-Germain was absolutely, absolutely outstanding. There was clearly nothing left in the tank at Wembley. All credit to Newcastle. They had plenty in their tanks. And then in the end, they overpowered and outran Liverpool, and actually 2-1 was you know, barely a reflection on the day. But we start again now. It's a shame that everybody hasn't had 2 weeks off. Nonetheless, you start with a game from which you've got to be energised. And I think you will be energised, and I think you'll go on. But that surprise, the what you've alluded to, the fact that replacing Jurgen Klopp should have made this a transition season, it wasn't. But there is now a transition to be made, and it is a fascinating conundrum.